Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 7th day of October. Today we are reading Luke 7, 9 to 28, and we're reading the New International Reader's Version. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at the commander. Jesus turned to the crowd that was following him. He said, "I tell you, even in Israel I have not found anyone whose faith is so strong." And the men who had been sent to Jesus returned to the house. They found that the servant was healed. Sometime later, Jesus went to a town called Nain. His disciples and a large crowd went along with him. He approached the town gate. Just then, a dead person was being carried out. He was the only son of his mother. She was a widow. A large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her. So he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin. Those carrying it stood still. Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk. Then Jesus gave him back to his mother. The people were all filled with wonder and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread all through Judea and the whole country. John's disciples told him about all these things, so he chose two of them. He sent them to the Lord. John told them to ask him, "Are you the one who is supposed to come, or should we look for someone else?" The men came to Jesus. They said, "John the Baptist sent us to ask you, 'Are you the one who is supposed to come, or should we look for someone else?'" At that time, Jesus healed many people. They had illnesses, sicknesses, and evil spirits. He also gave sight to many who were blind. So Jesus replied to the messengers, "Go back to John. Tell him what you have seen and heard. Blind people receive sight. Disabled people walk. Those who have skin diseases are made clean. Deaf people hear. Those who are dead are raised to life. And the good news is announced to those who are poor. Blessed is anyone who does not give up their faith because of me." So John's messengers left. Then Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. He said, "What did you go out into the desert to see? Tall grass waving in the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear fine clothes and have many expensive things are in palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you. And more than a prophet, he is the one written about in Scripture. It says, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way for you.' I tell you, no one more important than John has ever been born. But the least important person in God's kingdom is more important than John is." Let's pray that we will spread the good news like Jesus tells us to. And what I mean by that is, like, read our Bibles, read the good news until we have a good understanding of it. And those who will listen, we can tell them about it and talk to them about it. Tell everyone that you love them. Show everyone your kindness that God commands you to have. Just spread the good news. Tell them that Jesus is coming back. Dear Jesus, please help us to spread the good news like you told us to do and are telling us to do and waiting for us to do. Help us to know that there's nothing wrong with telling people the good news. There's nothing wrong with it. Telling the people who will listen about your story and about your new coming, there's nothing wrong with telling them about it. Help us to show love and kindness to everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel, and I'll be back tomorrow. Bye!